I got to check in with my parole officer, dude.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Did you know you were on the
air?
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure didn't.
I'm good. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, senior. I missed you yesterday, man.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
There's two weird things about Sluggo. He's so happy about Friday. A. B, it comes as a surprise to him every time.
I know. I'm like, it can't be.
Every single
time.
We're
working for the man all the time.
I say it's Friday, and I look at him, and there's no response in his eyes.
Like, huh?
He's just like a zombie.
What?
And then it sinks in, and he gets electrocuted.
Woo! I'm very happy, man. I can't wait. Hey, you got some stuff going on tonight, too, man.
I do. Going to Danny Elfman tonight.
That is very cool. Marcy's going to be there as well.
Yep.
Search her out. Say hi.
I will. And Nightmare Before Christmas.
Scare her. Yeah.
And scare her?
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Listen.
Terrify her.
If I have to, I will. Let's talk about our show today, shall we?
Yeah.
Help for last-minute costumes.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Because that's always me. Always.
Oh,
if I have a Halloween party, yep. It's the day before, and I'm trying to figure out.
Before we're going. Like, we're supposed to be in the car now.
Yes, agreed.
Figuring out something to put
and
on.
And something that's not, this is my costume t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Because as you boys,
which
you start
I wore
getting
a lot. Let's
oh,
be
me
honest.
Too.
But
we are way too much alike.
It's
that way.
Just nasty. It's not good.
They don't appreciate it.
We have tickets for the Los Angeles Kings today.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our All Request Fest from 5 to 7.
Yes.
Very exciting. And the high-low game is up to
$1,600.
You knew. Nice. That's,
yeah, I know. What the hell, man? I guess the last guess was 62, and that was high. So,
all right. So $1,600 before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Girl at the ice cream parlor I used to go to after school with about 3 dimes in my pocket loved that song. She worked there.
Right.
I was like 12. She was like 16, and it was the highlight of my entire day, every day.
Were you nervous as you
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was always like, and sometimes she, you know, she'd be like, I'd come in, and I have a dime, and I'm like, I only got one song. What do you want to hear? And she'd always ask for that one. Or one other one. I can't remember what it was. Stevie Wonder.
It doesn't matter what she would have asked for. You would have played it.
Exactly.
Of course.
And then she's like, here, take another dime. Stick around, play. Never forgotten that, man. That song.
That's your first love.
That is. It was.
That song.
Yeah.
California is one of the best places to live if you're a witch.
Yes.
Who
knew? What about us warlocks, though?
We don't normally make the lists.
Right.
We're not high on the list.
Well, unless it's rattiest city.
Bad list, right.
Yeah, exactly.
They decide this by astrology classes, covens, natural healers, herbalists, metaphysical supply stores.
Right, yes.
Los Angeles is ranked number 2 in the nation behind New York City.
New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Pasadena came in at number 3.
Oh, well done, Pat.
San Francisco, number 5.
Pasadena.
Orange, number 6.
Orange, really?
Torrance,
really?
Number 9. And Fullerton, number 10.
You know, Torrance makes sense. Mrs. Torrance.
That is true. It's crazy how many cities in California are good for witches.
Yeah, that's nice. That's
strange,
nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Garden Grove and Glendale weren't far behind, ranking right near New Orleans.
Hmm.
Which
I was going to say,
New Orleans, you would think, would be in the top 10 easy.
So I wonder how Salem is, you know, Massachusetts, these days.
Not in the top 10.
Oh, you would think it would have,
most cities in the top 10 are from Los Angeles, from California.
Right on, California.
So go witches. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know why there's so many different kinds of nasty candy ideas this time of year. Nasty.
I mean, maybe it's to challenge people. You know, you challenge your friends to, here, eat this thing with a scorpion in it.
I mean, we had a Reese's peanut butter cup that was stuffed with potato chips.
I hate that. That's an abomination.
That's what I'm saying.
That's gross.
Right.
There's so many wonderful, sweet, horrible things you could put in that chocolate.
Correct.
What are you doing?
Have you ever heard of Archie McPhee's?
Nope.
Me either.
What is it?
It's a novelty candy cane company.
Candy cane.
Yes.
How do you feel? Where do you stand on the candy cane issue?
I like candy cane taste like candy canes.
Do? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Listen, you don't like them at all?
No.
Well, maybe you would like some of these.
Yeah.
Here are some of the ones that they've come up in the past.
Uh-huh.
Mac and cheese. Interested?
Come on. No.
I mean, I would try each one with one lick, maybe.
Sure. Like if you're at
and
the
toss it.
Chocolate Factory, what's his face, Willy Wonka.
Sure.
You know, I'll try all
sure,
of it.
Yeah.
What the hell? But yeah, toss it immediately.
Okay,
after
so there's,
lick.
There's mac and cheese. Then there's shiitake
mushrooms. No.
Clam.
I hate mushrooms. Oh, come on.
A clam.
You know, it'd be funny to give them out at Christmas, though. Give them to Grandma.
Clam.
This tastes like clam.
Oh, that just sounds so bad.
This is horrible.
Pickle candy canes?
Oh, I know someone who would like that. Big really? Time. Yeah.
Coal candy canes. And I think that's for kids that are misbehaving.
Yeah. Krampus hands those out.
I think also have pizza candy canes.
Well, you're getting closer. But no, I mean, it's supposed to be sweet.
No, because I love pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Does pizza not exist?
I can get my pizza fixed
sour
with my pizza.
Sour cream and onion.
Why the savory stuff?
Ketchup by itself.
Oh, drop dead. I hate ketchup. Anyway.
A candy cane that tastes like ketchup?
Blech.
Kale and sardine candy canes.
Did you say tail?
No, I said kale.
Oh, I thought you said tail. No, no kale in it. It's bad enough right. There's kale everywhere.
Yes, agreed.
No.
And no sardine candy canes.
No.
We don't need that.
Although, again, funny to hand out.
Yes, agreed. Because the kids will come back and burn your house down.
Do they look like candy canes?
They have a new one this holiday season. Yeah. Yes, they look
exactly.
They
just look like, so you wouldn't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Oh, man, that's mean.
They
but
have
funny.
A new one, and it is a hot dog candy cane. This is something that we don't even want to know how a hot dog is made. And you're gonna mix that grossness, which I love hot dogs, but again,
yes,
what is it?
Right,
no one really knows.
Have you ever seen it being made, hot dogs?
No, of course not.
And you know exactly.
No,
would you? Do you think if you really?
I feel like they put like horse hooves and hair.
They
from
put
guts.
Yeah,
that's gross.
I'm trying to think of the word you can use. Exit apertures from certain animals.
Is that
apparently?
Right?
I don't know. It's all the extras. I don't know if it's how true that is.
So how do you make a hot dog? Candy cane.
That process is probably even worse.
This is the headline that was written by you or me. Mm-hmm. Hot dog candy canes are here to ruin the holiday season. So I think we're a hard no.
Yeah, we're some sweet one. Do some weird flavor. Do some weed flavors. I suppose those exist, actually.
I don't. I would assume they do. Yeah.
I don't
maybe
usually do edibles. Yeah, I don't do edibles. I smoke it all, so I don't know. Not really.
I do edibles. I mean, I would try.
Yeah. You know what? So next time I go to my dispensary, I suppose we should talk about this off the air.
Do you have a candy cane?
Yeah. You want me to get you some?
Yeah.
All right. Will do.
Let's give away some money.
Let's give away some money.
It's the KLOS High-Low game. It is up to $1,600.
That is correct, sir.
You be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You'll get a chance to guess the number.
Yep.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, KLOS High-Low game. Yeah, I know. Powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
That makes one of you.
You get to guess a number between 0 and 95. Here's a clue. 62 was the last guess, and it was too high.
That was too high. So come in under that. You caller 13, and you can take that stab.
And you automatically win Volbeat and Ghost tickets at Honda Center March 3rd.
So good luck. 818-955-KLOS.
This is the KLOS High-Low game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It is up to $1,600. KLOS, who is this?
This is Autumn.
Autumn, you're caller 13.
Oh, my gosh.
Nicely done.
Yeah, well done, you, Autumn.
You're in me right now.
Uh-huh, I know. You know, you don't have to tell me that.
Wow.
I'm not sure what that means.
I think you do.
Wait, hold up. Both of us?
I don't do that kind of
movie. I'm a generous gal.
Okay. All right. The last number that was guessed
was 62, and that one was high.
Too high.
Yeah, so between 0 and 95, higher than 62, you want to go with? No, that you want to go lower than. Lower than 62.
Correct. Yeah. Correct, yes.
Come on.
Yeah, 62 was high?
Yes.
I'll go with 61.
I'm too high. Too high. But ain't too.
Sorry about that. Boo.
Bummer.
But you're going to Volbeat and Ghost.
When?
It's March 3rd. You don't have
excellent.
To. Okay, good.
No, that sounds fantastic. I just thought it might like be this weekend. I'm like, I can't go.
Oh, no worries. No. Yeah, you got a minute to plan. And who are you going to take with you?
Well, I'd love to take my wonderful man, but he doesn't like crowds, so I've got time to figure that one out.
All right.
Well, maybe we'll be with you and in you and whatever our goals.
I won't be around by then.
Okay.
Right. I don't know what that means, but congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, you do.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time to talk about last-minute Halloween costumes.
I mean, this is my favorite holiday of the year, and this year's been so bloody crazy. Last year, nobody did anything. There was no proper parties.
Right.
Yeah, and then this year, I was like, oh, man, it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. We were planning a couple of parties.
Right.
Just everything, you know how it gets.
Yeah, of course.
And now it's this Sunday. How is that possible?
And I would assume if you're going to an adult party, it's Saturday night.
Yes, that's right.
Tomorrow night.
Yes, and so, you know, we should have gotten... So I'm kind of screwed.
Last-minute Halloween costumes. That's what we're going to take your calls on at 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah.
Listen, we don't want to be lame,
Too late.
But we're okay with it.
We'll go with it.
You know what I mean?
Like, this one time.
Yes. It's going to be lame because it's a last second thing and they know you're throwing it together. But,
right. Yes. Because, you know, grandma exploded. We had a really weird day.
So, I will do it. Like, yeah. Grab a Hawaiian shirt and be Weird Al. That kind
exactly,
of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Or a catcher's mitt with a rye bread loaf in it. Your catcher in the rye.
Oh, go to hell.
I just with came that across one. That. I don't.
Or if
do
you
it.
Have an eye patch, you could be Nick Fury.
No.
Yes.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, just have an eye patch.
Who has an eye patch?
You have a red sweater. You could be Mr. Rogers.
Okay. I don't.
That's well, all you know it what? Takes. Who now, has a red sweater though?
Yeah, exactly. But that's one of those things that you should turn into like a combo plate and make it like a Freddy Krueger and I've seen those a few times.
See, but now you're talking about a little too much work
right.
for us.
Someone just came marching in studio.
We're not on the air. Don't worry about it.
Where? Hey, here. What's your last minute costume, man? You got a costume?
Yeah, I'm a program director. Yeah,
he's the boss. He does as he pleases. Why do you have that knife in your hand? It's all covered in blood. He actually looked at his hand.
I just got out of a bad meeting.
Oh, boo. Boo. Oh,
don't come in here and spread your cheer.
Your Christmas bye, Halloween no. cheer. Bye. Happy weekend.
If you have a bucket hat, you could go as Paddington. Right?
I'm starting to hate
lame.
This.
I am too, but...
But you got to do something because you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have a party tomorrow night and they just haven't picked anything
yes,
yet.
Yes, exactly.
So that we're taking your suggestions at 818-955-KLOS. Call
yes,
now.
Last minute suggestions.
Correct.
Because we're all in trouble.
It's all DIY stuff by now.
Yes.
You don't have time to order anything from Amazon.
Right.
You're stuck. 818-955-KLOS. It is 2 days from Halloween.
Unbelievable. And then it's the first is on Monday.
First of November.
What?
Yeah, crazy.
Nope.
But most of the parties, I would assume, if you're going to an adult party, is tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So if you haven't thought of a Halloween costume yet, we're looking for last-second Halloween costumes.
Hey, what's going on?
Talking about last-minute DIY Halloween costumes.
Okay. You can get if you have a rubber glove, it doesn't matter any color, like, you know, surgical or whatever,
right?
And a smock and a jar of peanut butter, and go as a proctologist. put a little bit of peanut butter on your fingers, two fingers, and then walk around.
Yeah, I think that's I kind of like that idea.
I kind of like that idea as well.
Have you ever done that?
No, a buddy of mine did it though at a party and once a long time ago.
What kind of response did he get?
It was interesting. It was fun. After the party goes on, everybody gets a couple of drinks, and then it gets a little funnier.
Sure.
Sure, of course.
Exactly. Right on. Thanks for calling.
Oh, by the way, that's a good reason for showing up a little late.
Yes.
Because everybody there's already been drinking.
100%.
Yeah. Yep. KLOS, hello.
Hey there. How you doing?
Good.
Last minute Halloween costume. So you get yourself a dress shirt, button it all the way up to the neck, slick your hair back, get some nerdy-looking glasses, mm-hmm. and just stand there with a file and pet it all night. Pedophile. So,
yeah.
All right, and there you go.
Listen,
there
you go. That's hilarious. I would not do that, but that's hilarious.
Yes, exactly. I don't want to look at what's in that file, but thanks for calling. That's perfect. 818-955-KLOS, your last second Halloween costume.
Tomorrow is the night before Halloween.
And I know. Unbelievable.
Most parties will be happening then.
Yep.
And if you're looking for a last minute costume idea, that's what we're asking for at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
I got two for you.
All right.
One time I took a bunch of the small boxes of cereal, hung them around my neck, stabbed them, and held a knife and blood everywhere.
You're a cereal killer!
And
I like it.
How about a green shirt covered in condoms and goes to a rubber tree?
Wow, I really like that one.
That's creative.
That's really good. That's very good. Thank you, man. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, take it easy, man.
Then you use part of your tree.
That's it.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Last second Halloween costume ideas.
Okay, I got two for you. Very easy. First one is you go to Home Depot, and you go get a whole bunch of those little cards that have different colors of paint.
Right.
You get all the different blacks and grays, and you tape them to your T-shirt and go as 50 Shades of Grey.
Ah, very timely a few years ago, but that I like that. That's good.
Lame, but I would do it. I would totally do that.
These are a little dated.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's the other one?
My dad did this one years ago, which I thought was hilarious. A yellow T-shirt, you go to the post office, you get one of those U.S. Postal mailing envelopes that have the logo on it.
Right.
You take that to your shirt, to your yellow shirt, then you hang one orange between your legs and go as Lance Armstrong.
I do not hate it.
Yeah.
I do not hate that. That's
I've heard
a good
much
one.
Worse. Yeah. Yes, your dad, what kind of reaction did he get dressed thusly?
Same reaction he gets to just about everything, which is, oh, Christ, really? You did this.
I love your dad.
Yeah.
Thank you
best.
For calling.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Last second Halloween costume ideas?
A yellow raincoat and a red balloon.
Oh.
I like
we
it.
We all float down here.
It's quick and it's easy.
Yes.
And straight to the point.
Yes.
I like
yes.
it.
Yes. And timeless as far since like the 70s, I guess, really.
Sure.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No, awesome. That's a good idea.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Last second Halloween costume ideas.
We are talking about last minute Halloween costumes.
Hey, I did it last year. I saw it on Let's Make a Deal. You kind of dress up like a thief, maybe like all black or something. You can go as elaborate as you want, but you put like name tags or something on denoting other people, and you are a...
Identity thief.
I like
it. That's good.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And it worked for you, huh?
Yeah, it was great. I did it at Jazzercise class, so everybody got a kick out of it. I put their names on.
First of all, what are you doing on a Jazzercise class? That's too much work.
Oh, yeah. No. It's fun because you're dancing. You're getting all the music, you know?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. But I still say it's too much work. And thanks for calling.
I love your station.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
I've never danced in my life, so I don't think I'll start now.
Hello?
You should be happy to know.
Yes. That does make me happy.
Hey, it's Badass Happy, and how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Okay, my costume is I'm going to take off all my clothes, put on some rollerblades, take a hit of Viagra, and go as a pool toy.
Your laughter is creepy.
I just heard this. Someone texted me, take pictures of beautiful women all over your body and can go as a chick magnet.
Nope.
That was just texted to me. Hi, KLOS. What's your last second costume idea for Halloween?
Okay, so you wear a white t-shirt, poke a few holes in a trash bag, boom, white trash.
Oh.
I mean, that's pretty simple.
You know, I used to go to Rocky Horror all the time, and I never, thanks for calling, ever wore a costume, but I would wear what I called my exploding trash can, and I would just staple, like, trash to my clothes all over.
Wow, that's good.
It was lame, but it was easy.
Yeah, that's
the key. Exploding trash can.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Last minute Halloween costume?
Yeah, banana.
How do you make a homemade banana? And keep it clean.
Yeah, right?
You dye a sheet yellow.
And
you get like a something triangular. You put it on top and just hold it up.
That sounds great.
I'm just looking for someone to peel me. That's all I'm...
Well, I wouldn't mind.
Pop Evil is who that is. And I just saw this, and I'm very excited about it. They are going to be out on tour next year. They're going to be touring North America starting in February with the always cool Aaron Jones that we've been playing for a while.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, Supercharged. Love that song, Take Me Away. And that is the new Pop Evil. It is Survivor on KLOS.
There is a article in the LA Times recently that said, LA Mystery. The morning doves have stopped singing. Why?
Wow.
And morning doves is spelled M-O-U-R.
Yeah.
Like they're sad.
Yeah, they always go in pairs. They pair up pretty much for life or whatever. And they, blah, blah, blah.
How do you know all this?
Blah, blah. It's a long story, but I found out all about them years ago, and they're really cool little animals. But you know, now that you say that.
No, they're birds.
One day you'll be a bird.
This guy writes, the coup was like the voice of my L.A. childhood.
Yes, very Los Angeles, yes.
Hearing the morning dove again was a revelation, but it came with a realization that I haven't heard them. Why aren't they singing anymore? Why are the morning
in a while? It's
morning
true.
Doves. Why are they sad?
Why are they sad? Is that what he's asking?
Yeah, he wants to know why they're not singing.
Right.
So I thought we would bring in an expert, the Heineken 00 hotline. Let's say good afternoon to Garrett Kimball, a professor of ornithology. Garrett.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you today?
Very good, thank you. Where are you a professor, sir?
I'm a freelance.
So I could like take a lesson from you like in a McDonald's parking lot?
Yes, I'm often found in parks and local recreation centers, and if you have questions about any of the birds, if you happen to be a bird watcher, for a mere $5, I'll be able to tell you much about any bird.
Wow, okay, so the mourning doves are not singing anymore. What's happening?
Yeah, what's going on?
It's tragic. We've lost the beautiful call of the mourning doves here in the Los Angeles area.
Blah, blah, blah. There you go. Yeah. That's exactly it.
That sounds more accurate.
Well, he's an expert.
He's an expert.
I am an ornithologist, a freelance ornithologist.
The freelance ones are hard to find,
they
though.
They are.
I don't like to be tied down.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. Is there
any... It's like a bird itself.
Sure. Is there any data on the number of mourning doves? Maybe there are fewer.
There are fewer, but that's simply not the problem why the mourning dove has stopped singing.
Okay, why has it stopped singing?
Well, as you can imagine, the mourning dove is very susceptible to depression, and the mourning doves are now sad. They're very sad.
Why are the mourning doves sad?
They have what we call the bird blues.
Okay. That's a real thing?
Yes, it is, and it comes from a great many reasons, mm-hmm. But mostly it's economic.
I'm sorry?
Economic? They're having a horrible time making a living wage, the doves.
The white doves that fly around and make silly
noises.
They
have jobs?
Have jobs? Yeah, question.
Well, yes, of course, and it's hard. It's hard now in the economy right now for them to find employment. I mean, think of it. The majority of the time they work for magicians. And you don't see a lot of those working these days.
Thank God.
Happily, yeah.
So they're
Since
sad.
COVID, the magician rate has gone way down.
Sure, yeah. I can
Maybe,
see
you know, the Olympics. Sometimes they can work at the Olympics.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. 4 years.
Yeah.
Maybe a wedding or two sometimes when they release doves at weddings, you know?
Right, sure.
But
other than that, it's hard for them to come by a job. It's hard to buy a birdhouse or even a bird condo or a bird apartment. Many of them have to have bird timeshares now.
Doesn't it seem like, though, since they're sad, they would be mourning more? We would hear them more instead of less?
You would think, but they're so desperately, desperately sad, as well as being deeply embroiled in litigation right now. Many of them are in court.
I'm sorry, they're in court over...
They're suing various companies, Unilever soap, for example. They don't see a dime. They don't see a dime from the Dove bar soap.
Right.
Not a dime, and that's not proper, in my opinion, because of all this. It's the Dove soap. It's Dove soap.
It is.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's true. So they're in court.
Mars chocolate. They're also suing Mars chocolate.
Okay.
The Dove bar, the delicious Dove bar.
Sure.
The bar, the delicious Dove bar.
Right. Sure.
They don't see a dime from that either. So
right.
They're suing for this, and I think they have a case. I don't know if it's going to turn out for them because, unfortunately, they do keep pooping on the judge's car.
That is not a good idea for them, no.
No, it's really against their best interest.
Right, yes. Well, thank you for coming on and explaining that to us, Garrett. We appreciate it.
Anytime. You have any bird questions?
No, we don't. We're out.
I'm here a lot by myself. I like speaking with people.
Right, we don't have a lot of questions about birds, though.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think you wrapped it up there.
But thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see you in the park.
Hey, those sparrows, huh?
Nope.
Those sparrows or something.
Nope.
Oh, look out. Oh, look out. Oh, no. Oh, dear. That's going to leave a mark.
You got to hate it when that happens.
Now, are you ready to do some all requesting?
95.5 KLOS.
Yes.
Time for our all request fest. Every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m., we take your requests. We're not going to play any slow songs, so don't call with any
slow
song requests.
Stuff.
Whatever will get your weekend started right. It's 818-955-KLOS.
Even if you don't generally hear it on KLOS.
Correct.
We can find it. We'll play it for you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. Still, we're going to do the high-low contest. Don't call for that now, but a little bit later on this hour, we'll tell you when to call. It's worth $1,700, but we are taking your request right now at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Awesome. That's what we're here for.
Yep.
Highway Star. Deep Purple.
Nice. Very cool. Who are you?
Jeff from Lancaster.
Jeff from Lancaster. Color it on now.
Hey, Christian Judas Priest.
Hello, it's our All Request Fest.
Hi, can I request Testify by Rage Against the Machine?
Yes, you can.
No, Kevin doesn't want to hear that.
Yes, you can.
Who are you?
I'm Vanessa.
Vanessa. Good request.
You have good taste.
Even though Kevin refuses.
How dare you?
Kevin doesn't like Rage Against the Machine.
Kevin can speak for himself, and Kevin loves Rage Against the Machine.
I got a song request.
Yes. What can we play for you?
I believe it's called The Sounds of My Balls in Your Mouth.
We'll get that right on for you.
Hello.
Hi there.
Did you still doing the public embarrassing song?
Yes. What did you do that was your biggest public embarrassment?
Mine was getting caught putting my balls in your mouth.
How was that embarrassing? That was your proudest moment, sir.
Right?
Own it!
I'm assuming you can hear the record pops and scratches on that one.
Yep.
I had to bring that in, the cramps. You know, I'd say every other week or so, we get a request for the cramps. So I figured Goo Goo Muck, perfect for Halloween weekend.
Agreed.
And I know that Matt's going to be playing a hell of a lot of this stuff. I think he's got some Misfits in the mix and all sorts of crap. Starting at 8 o'clock Sunday night, 2 hours, Halloween night, Matt Pinfield and his new and approved with a bunch of Halloween stuff.
Mel tweets, happy spooky weekend. Let's hear some Bark at the Moon by Ozzy. 55 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's O Request Fest. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
We are good.
I love you, Kevin. I love Sluggo.
Hey, thank you.
Love you guys.
Thank you very much.
Play some Dio.
Yeah, what do you want to hear? Which one?
Whatever you guys want.
Cool. All right, man. Hey, I like that. I like Dealer's Choice.
It's Dealer's Choice. I like it.
All right. One-Eyed Jacks Are Wild and some Dio for you.
Exactly.
This is for Nutta Bravo.
Nutta Bravo.
On Twitter. This is The Cult.
Good request. I would love me some Ian Astbury. Hell yeah. There you go, Jack. There you go, Jack.
That is early Kid Rock.
I can't really say who that was for, but it's for a friend of mine, and he wanted to hear it.
Sure.
So there you go, Jack, over there. Anyways, you said you saw him, like, super early when that was new, right, Kid Rock?
Yeah, before the album came out, I knew a record guy, and he's like, hey, you need to come see this guy. And I was like, all right, I'll go see a guy. Sure, right, sure, of course. And he, you know, that's when he was rapping and
doing
was
that
good.
Sound. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Before he got bad.
Hadn't gone around the corner yet.
And dumb.
So
right.
Getting requests for Ghost because we've been giving away tickets to Ghost and Volbeat. Those tickets are available via Ticketmaster, but they're like, hey, you keep giving away tickets. Why don't you play some Ghost? So.
This is for Billy and Tustin.
Oh, Billy requested it as well. There you go. Square Hammer on Kill. You killed Kenny, you bastards! Such sad news about the lead singer. Then again, sometimes tend to wonder if it's true.
Hello, hello.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good, thank you. It's our old request fest. What can we do for you?
Do Led Zeppelin, Trampled Underfoot.
Oh, man, I love that song. That is a great song. I mean, of course, you can say that about all Zepp, but what the hell?
Sure.
What's your name?
Israel from El Monte.
All right, on the count of three, we'll start it. Are you ready? Sing with us. One, two, three. That was some...
He was a little off.
Good singing.
I didn't feel like... Can we do it again?
Yeah, do it again. One, two, three. Debbie tells me Hailstorm there is one of the best bands to see live ever, and I never, ever have. I've never seen them play live.
Well, we're going to need to do that.
Well, yeah, I guess so. That's the new one, Back from the Dead, for Debbie on our precious ARF All Request Fest.
Martin in Garden Grove wants to hear Train in Vain from The Clash.
Martin, you have damn good taste.
That's a great request. We'll do it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have time for the KLOS High-Low game.
Yeah, sure. Let's play the game.
Powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. $1,700 is what it's up
to. Wow, nice.
It's a number between 0 and 95, and the last guess was 61, and that was too high.
Too high. All right. Come in lower than 61 and call now. 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13, and you're going to pick up your tickets to Volbeat and Ghost, and then you can play our precious little game.
Caller 13. Hello. KLOS, who is this?
Geneva.
Geneva, you're caller 13.
Yes.
Nicely done. You get to play the KLOS High-Low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's up to $1,700. It's a number between 0 and 95, and the last guess was 61, and that was too high.
So what would you like to throw on the table? What's your guess?
I'm going to say 57.
Oh, my God!
Wow!
Yeah! Woo! Are you kidding me? You got it. You win.
Right on. 57.
Oh, my God.
You won $1,700.
Yeah. Happy holla freaking ween.
Thank you. Happy holla ween.
Well done.
Nicely played.
Geneva hitting it right on the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Well, whatever.
However that goes.
Oh, my God.
Congrats. You also got tickets for Volbeat and Ghost at Honda Center March 3rd. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com for that. But you won $1,700.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. KLOS is the best.
It's the Tin Lizzy over there. It's very tin. It's very tin.
Do not do the New Jersey accent. That is ugly.
We have got a deal struck here,
That's
sir.
That's ugly.
We have struck a deal.
That wraps it up for us.
Yeah.
The Request Fest.
Yeah.
Have
Thank
a
you
great
for
weekend, everybody.
Requesting all that
what
stuff.
What are you doing?
I'm off to pet the kitty. And don't forget, Sunday night during Halloween festivities, our pal Matt Pinfield is going to be playing a hell of a lot of Halloween music, like some killer, loud, weird stuff you don't run into all the time, starting at 8 o'clock.
Fantastic.
And then Saturday night, Sunday morning at midnight, there'll be a hell of a lot of Halloween music on this little channel station deal as well. You're off to see Danny Elfman, right?
Yes.
Very cool. Nightmare Before Christmas. Right on.
Yep.
I'm going to go pet the kitty, but one last thought for everybody. Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
It was on this day in rock in 1983 when it finally happened, and then it kept on happening. Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon album finally broke the record for the most weeks spent on the Billboard's album chart. It was on this day in rock in 1993 when Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas opened in U.S. cinemas, and if you're going to see Danny Elfman play it all live tonight, hats off, have fun. I was very jealous on this day in rock in 2005 when those wax figures that had been found in Madame Tussauds' famous wax museum of the Beatles that was used on the cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band sold off at auction for £81,500.